okulaba iraddala oba nga yeye.
To see clearly whether he is the one.
Katonda ye Katonda atakwatibwa nsonyi.
God is not the God who can get ashamed.
Okumwekebejja.
To search him out. Praise Jesus. He says when he comes to you, you may perhaps be seeking him. But he continues to add a word and says when he comes, and you say you have seen me, you search me out totally to see whether I am the one. Praise Jesus. For he is the God. He never gets ashamed to totally look and search him out. Praise Jesus so much.
Now,
don't just welcome whatever you've heard, which may claim to be God. For he spoke that they are they who claim and call themselves gods, yet they are not God. Now, in that way, that's why he gives us a permission to totally look and search out on him. Praise Jesus. And in this journey of heaven, as we see the spiritual transports, together with the preparations, we continue to search out this God. For we heard in Colossians chapter 1, verse 12-19, that truly whatever is in heaven and on earth, they are all in Christ Jesus.
As
spoke in John 14, 20. And he spoke that, on that day you will know that you are within me and I am within the Father. Praise Jesus. Now because of that, we are going to continue to search out this Jesus after this spiritual transport, which can help us move in the places within him, right from the world planet where we are, stretching through all the heavens, going back to the third heaven and stretching above the heavens. It will help us to see of the Father, the one called the invisible God. Praise Jesus. Why is called the invisible God? Because of his image. And is the Master Jesus. And within him are things in heaven and earth. When heaven and earth gets away, we see the new heaven and the new earth. And that is the beginning. And is the Father. We shall reach there and also search him out. The one helping us to search out all this is the Holy Spirit.
Spirit.
And is the one we first search out. What concerns him in the full.
He's
made of the seven spirits of the Lord and
they
are the seven eyes of God.
He
gathered all things which concern our Master Jesus, which are in heaven and on earth, together with what concerns the Father. What is above the heavens in the beginning, where we find the new heavens and the new earth. And he gathered them the Holy Spirit and they put them in this book through the prophets and the holy angels and praise Jesus. Now we proceed to finish the spiritual transports. We've been seeing them. We've seen of the dream. We've seen of the vision. We've seen of the trance. And we've seen of the azotars. Praise Jesus. We've seen much within the azotars. And it involves being transfigured. That person who is born again, he has two bodies, just as it is written in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 14. Bible says that even though our outward man is perishing, the inner man is being renewed. Because you have the other body from heaven, in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 1-5, that body of the inner man, it is renewed.
Now,
to move within the transport called the
azotars,
you must be having the body from heaven. And you are totally born again. Praise Jesus. For we got to know very well
the
transport of the azote as evolves you being melted. Yet you have to first be transfigured, and the body from heaven appears, and thereafter you vanish. Praise Jesus. Now because of that, we came and saw that these azotes, you can move within it like that, and you can send a message within it, as we saw in 2 Kings chapter 6, in the days of Elisha. Praise Jesus. As he was being sent words which have been spoken from far, and they came direct to his ears and was able to hear them. It is very easy and it is possible if we can keep righteousness and holiness, and you base here and you send a message when you're just speaking it, and it reaches where someone is. And God, it quickens him to speak with you, even though he's seated in the throne in heaven. We saw the ability, for the Holy Spirit is in all places. Praise Jesus. Now you can send that message, and it can reach you, or it reaches that person you want it to reach. That is what we saw as we are heading to see the transport called the Urim. Praise Jesus. We told you that the azotel, it is the same working within your phone. Even though people don't know what is in the midst of the two phones, and how the message is sent from one phone to be received to another, what is text and that which is in the voice. When you speak on the phone, you don't know even where the voices pass to reach the other phone where you are sending it. We saw all that. And the Holy Spirit passing through that transport, which is called the
And by around 30 seconds plus that, and you are here in America preaching,
or
you can just vanish and end up in another place.
Nange nabeeranga nammwe ku bunaku
Tetujja mu maanyi ag'ebigambo ogamba nga tubwatuka bwatukaebigambo ebitategeeroba ebisendasenda
obusewabula
nga tujjira ddala mu magezi ga Katonda
kiwekeeyakbnoluyiriwakuna n'ekigambo kyange n'okubulira kwange tebyabanga mu bigambo eby'amagezi ebisendasenda wabula mu kutegeeza okw'omwoyo n'amaanyi
nti ebigambo byo tuba tubyogera netuteeka mu magezi ag'omwoyo okusendasenda wabula tubireka mu mwoyo era nga biri mu maanyi
ag'omwoyo
nsobole okubitegeera ate era osobole n'okutuuka ekiseera ng'obikoleramu oba ogomya obutukuvu n'obutuukirivu yesu
yebazibukubanga
tetwogera
n'ekigendero
ekyokukusendasenda wabula twogera n'ekigendero ekyokulabika nga otegeerera ddala era nga byetwogera biri mu maanyi ga Katonda okutuuka okukozesebwa kwabe wetutuuka osobole okukozesa kubanga bibeera ddala mu maanyi ga Katonda kyetuva tugatta kiragiro ku kiragiro olunyiri ku lunyiri obutongeramu wadde amagezi isigale mu magezi ga Katonda ne mu maanyi ga Katonda nti olunaku lwebituuka nga oteredde osobole okukozesa osobole okukozesa ekyo kyewasoma yesu yebazibwa si mu kusendebasendeba nti byali mboozi kunyumiza ebintu ebitaliimu wabula tukubulira ebintu ebiri mu magezi ga Katonda era nga biri mu maanyi ga
Katonda okukkiriza kwammwe kulemenga okubeera mu magezi g'abantu wabula mu maanyi ga Katonda
twagala oyingirire ddala mu kukkiriza naye ng'okukkiriza okwo ddala kuli mu maanyi ga Katonda bayibuli ekugambye bulungi mbalungi esola eyokuyiiramusano nti okukkiriza kuba mu kuwulira n'okudda ekigambo kya Katonda twagala ofuna okukkiriza kwennyini okuli mu kigambo kya Katonda osoma entambula zino ez'omwoyo naye ng'oziwulira ddala byawandiikibwa kyovuola saakunyumiza
bimumisikakati
awo netugula
ne
tusibira ekindi mbali kunyumiza ng'amboozi byandibadde mu bigambo era oba oli awo byandibadde ng'ebikusendasenda naye biri mu kigambo kya Katonda osobole osigala mu maanyi ga Katonda era nebigere ebyokutuukiriza biroke bituukirizire kubanga mukama Katonda yatuukiriza ekigambo era ayogera nti ekidda gyali paka nga kimaze okutuukirizibwa yesu yebazibwa tetuba tusigala nga tukunyonyola ebintu byonna ebyawandiika obutuku era nga biyitibwa olugendo lwatambula mu bayibuli okumala ezo emyaka omusanvu kutambulira mu
bayibuli
olugendo lw'eggulu lwatambula mu bayibuli okumala emyaka musanvu okunyonyola ebiri mu bayibuli waba bisiŋŋaanibwa byogerwako bitya yesu yebazibwa so nga tugenda mu maaso n'okukomekereza entambula zino ez'omu tujja kuba tutandika mu butongole mugendo olwo nga tutandikira ku nsi yaffe tuyongereyoko
akolinso ekisoka essula ey'okubiri n'olunyiriri lwa mukaaga naye amagezi tugogeramu abo abatuukirira naye amagezi agatali ga mu mirembe gino era agatali ga bakulu ab'omu mirembe gino abaggwaawo naye twogera amagezi ga Katonda mu kyama gali agakisibwa Katonda ge yeragira edda ensi nga tezinnabaawo olw'ekitiibwa kyaffe
yesu yebazibwa twogera amagezi ga Katonda mu kyama agakisibwa naye ngajuukira Katonda ali yagalagira ebigambo bye tuwogera ebibaddewo ku mmembe zaffe
yakajjajja
ebigambo ebibaddewo wabula ngaali yabikweka abagezigezi abansi yesu yebazibwa najja bikulira
abamunagaziira
mulonyiro
atulimba kolinso ekisokesero yakubiri n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga naye amagezi tugogeramu abo abatuukirira naye amagezi agatali ga mirembe kino era agatali ga bakulu ab'omu mirembe gino abaggwaawo
nti amagezi ge kuwogera oyinza okulina entambula zino ez'omwoyo nga tuzikunnyonnyola naye teziri mu magezi g'abantu tezoolowooza
Akolinsi ekisooka essuula y'okubiri n'oluyiriri lwa musanvu naye twogera amagezi ga Katonda mu kyama gali agaakisibwa Katonda gye yalagira edda ensi nga tezinnabaawo olw'ekitiibwa kyaffe abakulu bonna ab'omirembe gino bye batategeeranga n'omu
nti abakulu bonna
ab'omumirembe
gino ebintu ebisinga byetugenda okwogera tebabitegeera Yes, you was
right.
Sit down and invite the video.
No, because I don't have
a Bible. Maybe.
They are there.
They have a problem with
the Bible. But
they will not have a problem.
What you call it, these are the
names. We don't know if it's
that. Maybe they go and
say that. No,
and the man has gray hair.
Umuguzo, that over here, we are not going to
go. They will kill you anything.
Chino chiri mumu.
This is not in gray hair.
Chino chiri mumu mabezi.
This is in the wisdom of God.
Yes, you have
great
deal. The children of Yaka, the
world of the year, you can salvation.
What will I tell you? What matters is that
in the wisdom of God. What
will take you that
in the final world?
Number 4 is the Shoka Sweep with your Amnana. What's the Inga Baga Tegera? The man committed him come out watch tea. Nayanga, which I want if you want, at least a little around the court. No, put you.
Never seen.
Get out with so much in the
time.
If you be able to call it,
I'll call it again.
If you are open for them, you know, I told them that some of
you are born again and move within the outer.
According to the Sura, Yakub,
Yes, we have a great.
Sabo Uganda.
Our brethren.
Ebintu bingi.
Many things.
Atonda biyateke.
Which God prepared.
Abijekede bamwagala.
Prepare for them who love him.
Emine jitaonga tikijira.
And the seasons passed, generation we never saw them.
Nayate na agamba.
Yet he said.
Inaya banjagala.
I have them who love me.
Ndeye bali labisibwa.
When they appear.
Ndi balaga ebigambo
ebiko. Show them the great words.
Ngatibiyingira ngamatuga aba.
Either people's ears. Eyes have never seen.
Omutima tekubimanya.
Even their heart has never considered.
Eranga bizitulira no mutima jaba.
Even heavy upon people's hearts to speak about.
Yes, we have seen.
Praise Jesus.
And
when you explain to someone,
even
such in their brain where it sits and they have not, then
especially
their heart is very small like this, to hear above the heavens.
And
when God has given you grace, and you hear that you understand, you know that God loved you.
Yes, we have seen.
Praise Jesus.
Things
you have never entered anyone's heart.
You tell it to them
and they see you speaking what? Praise Jesus. Let's move on ahead.
Makolinso, ekisoka esule yokubiri, n'olunyiriri lwa kumi na rumu.
First Corinthians 2:11.
Kubanga katudemo rekumi. Na ife katonda, yatubibi kulira kubwa omwoyo. Kubanga omwoyo anoonya byonna era n'ebitategeerekeka ebya Katonda.
Nti y'omwoyo agenda n'anoonya n'ebyo by'olowooza nti
bitegeerekeka.
Oba okyawakana nti mu nnyanja
teriyo sitaani.
Y'omwoyo yakulagirira
ddabyani.
Aliyo mu nnyanja era
bagenda.
Bw'osoma Ezekiel
27.
Praise Jesus. Naye byonna tuli baakubira mu lugendo lw'eggulu.
Biri
mu nnyanja.
What is in this sea?
Bible egenda
tutambulirayo.
Etulagirire.
And it will show us.
Kiki ebakolerayo.
What they do under there. The business merchandise. And things like that.
Yeah,
you've seen cars from Bermuda and they have been manufactured from there and they bring the clothing under the sea. All them are there.
They
manufacture and they bring your clothes.
Or was a fashion.
You think it's a fashion.
They
have never made the clothes and they have no intention behind it. As they made the mini skirt and they know the results out of it.
They
never make clothing that you clothe that you heat, you get.
They
have to make a cloth which
ties
someone's finger and people see them and they lust over them. What is down there? They make shoes, but you have to walk within it and you're breaking like that. They never make something. There is no agenda behind it. They make everything and they have a calculation behind it. When they saw HIV coming, we shall study all that. They made cuts and they have slits to here. And they say we have to mess up many people. And they are the chief in making medicines which treat the ones of HIV. And they look very beautiful on the body. Yet inside, nothing they have healed. Now you get from this end, you are rushing on that person and you die. We shall see when we study what is under the sea.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
And
you see what's on this
earth
and where it comes from.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
So
many things God prepared for us, which we need to know.
And
end of the spiritual transformation, which moved around and saw all that.
Yet
we are moving through the Bible.
Everywhere
you read the Bible shows you.
This
you see here,
it was
written here and there and here.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
And
they are within the Bible.
But
man has much troubles not having time to understand such.
Bakolinso, ekisoke sule yokubiri, n'olunyiriri lwa kumi.
First Corinthians 2:10.
Kubanga muntu ki ategeera eby'omuntu, wabula omwoyo gw'omuntu oguli mu ye. Era bwe kityo n'ebya Katonda siwali abitegeera. Wabula omwoyo gwa Katonda.
Kati omwoyo wa Mukama.
The spirit of the Lord is the one who led in this journey.
Bamalayika abaduumizi musanvu.
Seven commanders of angels.
Abakutu abakondere musanvu.
And holding seven trumpets. The Holy Spirit in the full, those are the seven spirits of God. Those are the seven eyes of God. They appear within the lampstand. They are set all over the entire world, even in the entire heavens. He's the one who first was able to show me all things and to teach them to me. The seven angels who are commanders and the seven trumpets. The ones we see holding the trumpets there. Revelation 8, verse 1 and 2. Angels holding the weapons. They too are seven. Revelation 15, verse 1 to 5. They are the ones with this journey. And they are the ones moving on to do everything possible. Everything revealed to me that I may speak it and to teach it to people to understand it clear. Praise Jesus. That's why I have no worry on this job. Praise Jesus.
No,
as we wind up the spiritual transports, this transport, the Azota, he has it, this word within it. We are about to enter the Urim.
Job
38. From verse 1.
Yobu esura ya satumu munana nolu nyiriri olisoka. Awumkama nalioka Adamu Yobu ngaima mumbuyaga ezaka zimu na yogera anti.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
What would you write?
There is what we call a storm.
Liver.
We shall align it in scriptures.
A
wailer of wind.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
It
can come and it comes like a whirlwind with lighting within it. And out of it comes a voice.
He
sends it right from heaven direct. And if refuse to hear what he tells you, it can come out of the whirlwind and you see him standing there himself.
Yes,
praise Jesus. I don't know whether they understand what I'm trying to say. These things were in the source of Elisha.
We see
the Lord coming within a much storm. Behind it, a voice comes. Yet he too is there.
Yes, he
behind it. Praise Jesus.
He
can come within that way. It comes. And it has the seven colors of the rainbow. Why is it like that? From the third heaven, when he faces to speak with us, you see on the throne in the third heaven, there is a spirit in the fullness, in the colors of the rainbow, which are seven, surrounding the throne of God. But that same color,
or
the powers of the Holy Spirit, they stretch from up to the planet Earth, and you see the rainbow even on Earth. It means ability of using the whirlwind through the Holy Spirit. It is very possible. And he faces in heaven and he speaks direct to you. Praise Jesus.
Let's read
Revelations 4 from verse 1.
Kubikura esula eyokuna noli nyoliso kalugamba. Oluvannyuma lw'ebyo ne ndaba, era laba, oluggi oluguddwawo mu ggulu, n'eddoboozi nasooka okuwulira, ng'ery'akagombe, nga lyogera nange, nga lyogera nti linnya okutuuka wano.
Kaakati eddoboozi eryo.
Now that voice.
It comes
within that whirlwind.
But it's mixed within it,
the seven colors.
It
can come up to planet Earth. There is a day I tell you so much when I first got to experience it. When Satan used to attack me home, I ran and I went to the main road. And reaching the main, heaven opened once. Out of it came a whirlwind getting down. And a big trumpet came out of it. And it told me, get away from here, go back home. How will you overcome? We need it in the other place that you can overcome. I ran straight back. I ran from home. The devil used to come attack me direct home.
But
I went back with much strength.
And I
feel like I can even blow him and he falls down. By the voice which spoke to me. But it came like a whirlwind from heaven. And out of it came a big trumpet. And it spoke a voice with even thunders. And thunders of wrath out of that voice. And they are shouting. You know, a sharp voice and it's purified, mixed.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. I ran straight. For it was my first time to experience how a trance comes through the whirlwinds. And you're sitting in a place, you're not sleeping, you're looking.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Now we can do that thing. That's why they are going to tell you. John was on this earth. Here where we are, planet earth. He's being called to ascend in the third heaven. One called him. Yet he sees a trumpet down here on earth. He tells him, ascend, come up. Come up here. They can call you and get out of the body quick. In a pink of an eye, you are in the third heaven. For to swallow you in that, and the body is already taken out, is down. In a twinkle of an eye, you see yourself, you have reached third heaven.
Speed!
Speedily!
As
long as it changes and the wind, everything is going to be, doing quick. You can no more calculate its speed. You have abandoned, left that. You no more calculate the speed you're moving by. For imagine a twinkle of an eye. You have gone from planet Earth from to the first, second of the heaven, and you reach the third heaven. As you open your eyes, you are in the third heaven. Revelations 4, verse 1.
N'eddoboozi nasoko kuwulira ng'eri akagombe nga lyogera nange, nga yogera nti linnya okutuuka wano. Nange nakulaga ebigwaniro okubeerawo oluvannyuma lw'ebyo. Amangu ago nali mu mwoyo.
Amangu ago ogenda okulaba omwoyo.
As you see yourself in spirit.
Is what you gambia.
That's why I've told you that the spirit is within that transport.
It
comes within the whirlwind when he's rolled himself like the colors of the rainbow. Immediately swallow you up. In the body you are no more in.
It,
as you
like
the third heaven you've reached already. That transport has a very high speed. That's why I told you, if you
work,
when it works on the phone, you just press little and the other begins to ring. Speak a word. The other to answer you and the words reach their destinations. You cannot calculate what time the words are running, how they are exchanged on the phone on both extremes. That's the spirit I'm trying to show you. That here when it gets here, it is beyond. When it comes in that whirlwind. Revelations 4:2.
Amangu ago nali mu mwoyo. Era laba, entebe y'obwakabaka yali ng'eteekeddwawo mu ggulu. Era nga waliwo eyali atudde ku ntebe. Naye eyali atudde yali afaanana ng'ejjinja erya yasepi n'erya sadiyo okulabika. Era nga waliwo ne musoke okwetoloola entebe. Yali afaanana nga zumaliidi okulabika.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Chapter 1, 26-28. The color of a rainbow appears there, which is the powers of the seven spirits of God, which make up the Holy Spirit, or the fullness of the Holy Spirit. And these are the seven eyes of God.
Now,
the whirlwind of God, when it comes, it's not like the usual whirlwinds you see. The others have the seven colors of the rainbow rolled within it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
out of it comes that voice.
They may not be taking
you and he sends the message once. And you see it on the screen when you have not gone. If it requires him, you can get out of that whirlwind and he stands and you see him standing there.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But the others are so much on high speed.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
he's told you
that
the power of the Holy Spirit
appear
in the color of the rainbow.
That
they want to do that. But
be
careful of one thing.
On
the continent,
there's
a counterfeit the devil does on this. Where they claim that they have sent lightning to someone to strike them down. I don't know whether you understand it, what I'm trying to tell you. There is a counterfeit in this transport.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
You
have to be very careful. The wizards use it so much. For them, they use lightning.
Rainbow.
They don't use the rainbow. But as if they're just like the same. And you may say there was a thunder. Perhaps it was the Lord. No, my friend, it's not that. Let's
go here
and you continue to analyze it. How can you know all this?
Revelations 4 verse
4.
Entebbe ey'obwakabaka yali yeetooloddwa entebe ez'obwakabaka 24. Ne ku ntebe kwaliko abakadde 24 nga batudde, nga bambadde engoye enjeru, ne ku mitwe gyabwe engule eza zaabu, ne ku ntebe nga kuvaako okumyansa n'amaloboozi n'okubwatuka.
There are voices and thunders and the lighting. But I told you, behind it there must be a rainbow. And why they have to explain next that the seven spirits of God.
Now,
don't think that every thunder and every shining, the Lord is the one coming. They are wizards. Remember the devil. He was an anointed cherubim. Even though now the anointing is cast. Just as we see in Ezekiel 28:11-25 in Psalms 109. That it remained with the anointing, but it was cursed. It cannot do things which are perfect. Now that wizard is on. But these powers I'm speaking of the Holy Spirit, which can move within that whirlwind to come God to speak with you.
Here,
he can speak, and all of us here we can hear. And you hear a big trumpet speaking. That is the trumpet going to be used on the seventh angel to sound the trumpet and to be heard in the entire world.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
This
whirlwind, out of it is going to come that voice to spread in every corner of the world on that day of the Lord. Revelations 4:5.
Ne ku ntebe nga kuvaako okumyansa n'amaloboozi n'okumwatuka, n'ettabaaza omusanvu ez'omuliro nga zaaka mu maaso g'entebe gy'emiy'omusanvu egya Katonda.
Mu byonna,
in all,
onaabosobola okukebera,
when you can be searching out,
onakebeza miy'omusanvu
mugeekiro batagirimu. Out the seven spirits, if they are in need or not. The message which is going to be given you, search out that it's in the spirit of the wisdom of God. It is to say there is the voice of God in it. And is there the spirit of understanding? Connecting scripture by scripture. A little here, a little there. According to what they tell me, is it there? The spirit of the counsel of God.
And
what God counsel and reason is what appears. Is there the power of God to uproot whatever he never planted and to tear down whatever he never built and to build his counsel by force? Is there the knowledge to separate who serves God and who never serves him, the righteous and the unrighteous, eternal life and death? Is there fear of God, which you speak of rejection of evil? And is that a spirit of the Lord to glorify the Father and to glorify the Son? If they are not within you, know that is the fake transport, the fallen angels, the one doing that, and the devil himself. All these ones, I couldn't tell them to you. And this happened on this day, but they used to happen, and they faked the transport. They called me the devils, and they came when they met me. But I would search out their things according to what God had taught me already on those transports.
That
what comes within us to be checked to see that they're behind the seven spirits. I will go through this transport. And the Azotas has come through a whirlwind. I don't know where I understood it well. They shouldn't call you in this. The devils are there, they counterfeit this thing.
Bible
speaks of them in 2 Corinthians 11, verse 13 and 14. That they pretend to be angels of light, and they pretend to preach righteousness.
But
you have to be checking them out. Praise Jesus. The Holy Spirit, after appears in third heaven, in his powers,
appears
in the seven colors of rainbow. Those colors, they are seas. Every sea of stream is surrounded there. Here you see it as a color of rainbow. But when we reach the third heaven, it is a stream. And it's big, but it surrounds the throne. And it's in that color. It's one of the seven colors. That's what the Bible says. And I saw the saints, and they have stood on the sea. And they are holding their harps and they are singing. You see it in Revelation so much.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
now that is how it is. When you
read
that, you have stood on the stream, the powers were placed within them in the third heaven. But we shall see all that after we finish the transport of the Spirit and the preparations. After the Spirit gets from the third heaven, it gets down in the wheels of the living creatures. Ezekiel chapter 1. We want to see how he comes from the third heaven and he ends up to planet Earth and he can clearly be able to appear within the whirlwind and
use
the transport of the Azotas.
Ezekiel
1:19-22.
Ezekiel esula esoko linyiro 19. Era ebiramu bwe byatambulanga bannamuziga batambuliranga ku mabbali gaabyo. Era ebiramu bwe byasitulibwanga okuva ku ttaka bannamuziga basitulibwanga. Omwoyo buli gye gwabanga gugenda gye bagendanga. Eyo omwoyo gye gwabanga gugenda ne bannamuziga basitulibwanga ku mabbali gaabyo.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Well,
when the Spirit gets from the third heaven, it's like streams of water, a big stream or a big sea. When it gets down the four living creatures, these living creatures are in the second heaven, they are big.
But
when he lifts them to fly them around, he can move them like a flash of a torch, a flashlight. The way you can move it like this, that's the speed by which they move. As we reach the second heaven, and you wait and you never see them, and they have gone far, and you begin to see a flash. But as it comes, and they are big, and they pass you, move to the other extreme. And they get from there, get back. And they get back. And they settle in the central.
But
the power alone in the second heaven. That's why to take it from us. It's a very, very, very small simple thing. But the living creatures, it flies them like a flashlight. But they are very big. And in them are full of spirits brought in the world. All the spirit we get from the following creatures. Those are the stores we get from. From all generations, all spirits of animals, human beings, they come from there. But the spirit limits them like something like a flashlight. And you think it's something like light is carried. Let me tell you the Holy Spirit. I don't know how we see him. And the way Jesus goes to the false prophets and they wave you and they throw you to show the power of the Spirit.
Me
that even when I go away, I look and I despise them. And you say you are like that to the Spirit. For the Spirit can lift you. But doesn't cause people fall down to trouble them. I never saw the Spirit throwing the living creatures down. He carries them and he puts them gently down to rest. That's why the devil he told you the Spirit and his works on Tuesday and Wednesday.
So
according to what I saw, and this is sure that the powers of the Spirit is not the power. What I saw is not that. What is studied in the scriptures is not that power I see.
He
gets in the living creatures in the wheels down. The wheels are big, they are mountains. You know a wheel of the living creature.
And
one wheel is like a planet where we live. And that is one wheel of a living creature.
But
one wheel has four. One living creature has four wheels. But to lift it is very easy for the Spirit of the Lord. When I reach to speak of the power of the Holy Spirit, I say, Lord, your authority will not see it and experience it. You see a lamb walking and you think the power of God has finished. That is the smallest minute thing in the things of God.
You see,
that is food, just little things, sweets to the children. For food to the children, you know, it's sweets and rice. When they call it food to the children, it's like a sweet and rice. It's what children like most.
You
read that miracles are food the children never think of it. But think of it. When you begin to ask
God for the
children, children love what?
Sweet biscuit.
Biscuits, rice, and sweets. That's what they love most. Now, don't please see them very small. Driving a car, you see that it takes a hard time go to work it. Even your house, two are the smallest things. This is food to the children. The spirit and the power he has to do that, to do what he wants, his authority is beyond. The Spirit says that God is great. We cannot even know him.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Christ.
But we thank Christ. You say that me, I know him. When I say I don't know him, I'm a liar like you. When you spoke it in John 8. But he wonders told us when the Spirit get aside. When was in Matthew 11:25-30. That no one knows the Father except the Son. No one knows the Son except the Father. And everyone he wants to reveal to them, that they can choose to be revealed of the Father. Even though he's great, we don't know him. But he can reveal other some people to know him. Praise Jesus. The ones who spoken of, you love him. Now the Spirit like that appears in those living creatures. And he has much power. And when it's in the wheels of the living creatures, he takes and rolls and joins all the colors. And he makes. Anytime you reach and you would hold yourself, and the Spirit held you on a pillar path, and the winds are rotating from that place, it can blow you and you go with the living creatures. But on the other side, you have a pillar you are holding on to. And you see the lifting of the wheels down there, and the shaking, the thundering.
And
they are lifted and they head on. But what are they doing? We shall see the general. Why are they moving up and down?
We shall
see how they think through which coming generations. They don't move that they're joking.
There
is an importance behind that of their moving. That's the run of picking what spirits are going in this generation.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So, let's
read Ezekiel 1:1.
You're
going to be seeing
how the
Spirit can make a weary wind join with different colors by the powers of the seven spirits which appear in the rainbow.
Ezekiel esula esoka n'olunyolu soka lugamba awo lwatuka mu mwaka gwa 30 mu mwezi ogwokuna ku lunaku lw'omwezi olwokutaano bwe nali ndi mu basibe ku mabbali g'omugga Kebali eggulu ne libikkulibwa ne ndaba okwolesebwa kwa Katonda ku lunaku olwokutaano olw'omwezi gwe gwali omwaka ogwokutaano ogw'okusiibwa kwa Kabaka Yekoyakini ekigambo kya Mukama ne kijjirira ddala Ezekyeri kabona mutabani wa Buzi mu nsi y'Abakaludaaya ku mabbali g'omugga Kebali omukono gwa Mukama ne gubeera ku ye eyo awo ne ntunula era laba embuyaga ezikunta olw'amaanyi
wabeerawo embuyaga.
Here there are storms.
Embuyaga esobola okugira ne
mukulu. That storm you can see in a vision.
Umoyo ngasazeewo.
And the spirit decided.
Okozesa embuyaga eno ngaayita mu ntambula eyitibwa Azotha.
Using the Azotas as a transport.
Wanaba byongeddemu speed.
Yeah, he has added speed within it. Angubuli
Azotha.
Let me tell the Azotas.
Temanyi kiroto mukudu.
It doesn't know a dream in speed. It doesn't know a vision. It doesn't know a trance. It runs very quick.
And
it changes levels. We heard when it was on the level of the world. When it puts this storm within it, it's gone on the level of heaven.
When
it has to move you in the heavens.
Ezekiel is Sula Esoka.
Ezekiel 1:4.
Neetunula era laba embuyaga ezikunta olw'amaanyi ne zifuluma obukiika obwa kkono ekire ekinene n'omuliro ogwezingazinga n'okumasamasa okukyetoolodde era mu gwo wakati ne muva ng'ebbala erya zaabu etabuddwamu effeeza eriva mu muliro wakati ne mu gwo wakati ne muva ekifaananyi ng'ekyebiramu bina.
You've heard what happened? But to first see of the four living creatures, the spirit had already mixed up. You hear what was in Genesis? As the great heaven and earth, the world was empty, mixed up. The spirit when it's created, when it's creation,
it
toward powers of the same spirit in the colors of the rainbow you see. That is what you see. In the world we find there are stones of different colors. We don't ask ourselves, if they were just water, these rocks and stones came from where? We have to see that. Nothing we are not going to see. Until finally you wind up its work, we shall be speaking mysteries of God. We shall be seeing separate. And we shall bring to see the creation of heaven and earth. You see how the spirit mixed up and the world was mixed up. Praise Jesus. The colors and the powers which were there. And the spirit and the powers are rotating. We think perhaps he was just resting like that. When they tell you what had rested upon, the powers alone which we are reigning. and the thunder and the lightning there. Now, as the cause of the storm, as it was with the storm,
changed
all the powers of the seven spirits and gets gold, silver, all the colors, and this authority is much. That's why you see, I reached a time and I stopped wondering. For I used to wonder all these 7 years I've been wondering. And I wondered, I saw great things. That's what, even if you bring a car, these new ones they make and they even fly, there is nothing you can change me, for I have wondered, I wondered so long, a long time back. I wondered many other good things.
Now,
I saw little things for the children, which we play with on the world, our toys.
There's
nothing you can do which can cause me to begin to wonder.
Everything
I see that it's in the small powers in this world. And I see it's in small wisdom. For wisdom in heaven is high and much of God.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. And you can bring something
and say,
Lord, I want to be like someone also. Let me thank this person. God, thank you for using them. For in the flesh they cannot do it as them, but in the spirit made them possible. When you see the other things, you cannot remain as you are. You may never thank what people give you, for you have what is greater than what they bring. We should know what you have. You have kept much wealth and treasures, which can draw you to think that the rest are not having any value. And the person brings the bread to you and you never thank them. It's very small thing. But on the level of a human being, they are all, you have to remain thanking them. For love, they have
force.
That's the little power they have to do to bring a car. A Prado and their Kalimo. That is the power. With the little they have. According to what you the treasures and the great things you know, you see that, Lord, we have to thank them on their level, their own, the people. But you may not thank them by the great things within you. That you pray to God and you remain with it. For you see a lot of other treasurable things. You may fail to calculate and to count these little ones to be valuable. But it's very good. And you thank the grace and you can remain counting the little value within them. But unto someone, never show them that small value, for they cannot understand that. You always show that they have done something.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
after the spirit gets from the four living creatures, he gets down to the first heaven, appears in the seven lampstands. The ones you see there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. They are surrounding the cherubim, the seven lampstands. And those lampstands, not brought them out as they're supposed to be. They are very big.
Just
this small arm is a very big screen. It comes a very big light out of it to lighten the entire city. It is a screen appearing. Things which were right from above the heavens. Like you see screens in the city. They are big. We cannot do it here. But it's a big screen. And you reach there and you make the Jerusalem city of heaven. For this is a village down here. The planet Earth we are on is a village. And when he speaks in Deuteronomy 28, he says you'll be blessed in the city and in the village. We don't understand that. But that's why he's explaining when he came in the world. That in heaven 100 and earth 100.
And
he says, earth is the village, but there too I've blessed you. Even in the city when you get back to Jerusalem of heaven, I will bless you there. I know as a village, there's no building you can build in which can move my spirit. There's nothing.
I have never seen any building
moving my spirit like the ones I saw in Jerusalem of heaven. The other buildings, I look at them, and I see another is being taken by just a mere building. These small buildings of the young children. Let me tell you, that's why I used to leave
even though
the journey had finished. I remained to pray to get back home. For me, I always wanted to get to see there. I began to see that on earth. Even if I tried to see which building moves me, or what is powerful here, and there is nothing here, and everything is very small. For Jerusalem was built from the ground of a heaven. Now imagine, a heaven is big like the other image there. Now we built on a small planet, earth. That's where our cities are on. I reached Jerusalem of heaven, and the city was built from down of the heaven to the top of the heaven. Now that city, even if they bring one homeland from to planet Earth, it cannot fit on. Anytime I came on Earth, this our building. I saw like young buildings who put their young children put their small buildings down there. I said we are joking in this world. These have spoken of them. For we are about to wrap up the spiritual aspects and to see what they reveal beyond that. And we know that explain them ends today. There we shall be beginning seeing right from planet Earth. We know it will begin.
Revelations.
We want to see where the spirit gets from the four living creatures. He can come in the cherubim and he appears the lampstands and the seven.
Revelations 1:8. Zendi Alpha ne Omega, bwayogera Mukama Katonda. Abaawo, era yabaawo, era ajja okubaawo, omuyinza w'ebintu byonna. Nze Yokaana muganda wammwe era ssekimu mu kubonaabona ne mu bwakabaka ne mu kugumiikiriza ebiri mu Yesu. Nali ku kizinga ekiyitibwa Patumo olw'ekigambo kya Katonda era n'olw'okutegeeza kwa Yesu. Nali mu mwoyo ku lunaku lwa Mukama waffe.
Wakugambye mu mutu kuvuya akulembedde entambula zino teziba ziyitibwa entambula
ezo. That's why they're called spiritual transports. Revelations 1:10.
Nali mu mwoyo ku lunaku lwa Mukama waffe, ne mpulira ennyuma wange eddoboozi ddene ng'eryakagombe, nga koogera nti, ky'olaba wandiika mu kitabo, okiweereze ekkanisa omusanvu, eri mu Efeso, n'eri mu Sumuna, n'eri mu Perugamo, n'eri mu Suwatira, n'eri mu Saadi, n'eri mu Philadelphia, n'eri mu Laodikiya. Ne nkyuka okulaba eddoboozi eryayogera nange. Bwe nakyuka, ne ndaba ettabaaza musanvu eza zaabu. Ne wakati w'ettabaaza ne ndaba afaanana ng'omwana w'omuntu.
Yesu yeebazibwe.
Mu
kiseera ekyo, yali alaba ebyali mu kibuga
Yerusaalemu.
Yali mu mwoyo.
He was in spirit.
Bwe yakyuka alaba ebikondo.
When he turned, he saw seven golden lampstands. Seven lampstands.
N'omwana w'omuntu
ng'atudde. And the Son of Man seated in the throne of grace.
Olwo aba asindise omukadde.
There he has sent an elder from the third heaven.
Ng'asse.
And he has come.
Atudde mmasi kati
k'abakerubi ku ntebe y'ekisa. Seated in the midst of the cherubim. On the master seat. And he appears like the Master Jesus himself. We are going to see many great things which are upon the kingdom of God. For what I've told you, when the Holy Spirit reaches Jerusalem city, he gets out like seven lampstands and lightens the entire city. Praise Jesus.
Bwamara.
When he finishes,
akirira kumuliango wegureno masere
gwe. Gets out the door of the heaven.
Nafurumira mbwakabaka bwenjuba.
Gets out from the kingdom of the sun and the stars.
Najara mikira kumsiya.
He appears on our planet.
Mukara ya rainbow.
Colors of the rainbow.
Ngabali.
Just as he is in the third heaven. Now it quickens him to connect the one on heaven and in on earth.
You see that
when he passes the Azotus and he mixes that storm wherein
taking
you to reach heaven and to bring you back. That is very easy. That's why he said like this. Genesis 9. Verse 5.
Esula eyomwenda n'olunyiriri lwa kutaano. Era omusayi gwammwe ogw'obulamu bwammwe siremenga kuguvunaana eri buli nsolo naguvunaananga n'eri omuntu n'eri buli muganda w'omuntu naamuvunaananga obulamu bw'omuntu. Buli muntu anaayiwanga omusaayi ogw'omuntu, omusaayi gwe guyiibwenga abantu, kubanga mu kifaananyi kya Katonda mwe yakolera abantu. Nammwe mwalenga mweyongerenga, muzaale nnyo ku nsi mweyongerenga omwo. Katonda n'agamba Nuuwa n'abaana be wamu naye nti, nange laba nywezesa endagaano yange nammwe era ezzadde lyammwe era n'ezzadde lyammwe erinaddangawo era na buli kiramu ekiri awamu nammwe, ennyonyi, ente na buli nsolo ey'ensi wamu nammwe, byonna ebiva mu lyato, buli nsolo ey'ensi. Nange nanywesanga endagaano yange nammwe, so ebirina omubiri byonna tebikyazikirizibwa nate mulundi gwakubiri n'amazzi ag'amataba. So tewakyabaawo mataba nate mulundi gwakubiri okuzikiriza ensi. Katonda nayogera nti kano ke kabonero ak'endagaano gy'endagaana nze nammwe na buli kitonde ekiramu ekiri nammwe okutuusa emirembe egitaliggwaawo.
Yateekayo fulaga ye mu bbanga.
Put his flag in the sky.
Eraga obukulembeze bwe.
Which shows his leadership.
N'endagaano ye wakati
we. And his covenant between him and humanity.
Yasindika amaanyi ag'omuntu
ku. Set the power of the Holy Spirit.
Agalabikira mu kalera ya rainbow.
Which appear in the colors of the rainbow.
Oba musoke.
Or the rainbow.
N'agiteeka mu bwengula.
And he put it in the sky.
Era eri bonna.
And it is all over.
Emisana n'ekiro.
Day and night.
Erabikira ku matala.
It appears on the lights.
Bw'okwata amazzi emisana n'ogakuba.
When you get water and you
drop it, bonna weeri.
You may see it all over the rainbow.
Oyo ali bonna.
The Spirit is all over.
Lubereberye essuula ey'omwenda n'olunyiriri lwa 13.
Genesis 9:13.
Nteeka musoke wange ku kire era anaabanga akabonero ak'endagaano gye ndagaanye n'ensi. Kale olunaatuukanga bwe nnaaleetanga ekire ku nsi, musoke anaalabikanga ku kire, nange najjukiranga endagaano yange gye ndagaanye nze nammwe na buli kitonde kiramu ekirina omubiri kyonna. N'amazzi tegaafukenga nate mataba okuzikiriza omubiri gwonna.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Amanya gago mwe mtukufu.
The power of the Holy Spirit.
Agarabikira musoke.
Which appear in the rainbow.
Gasara ge manya ge mi omusango.
The power of the seven spirits.
Yesu ngulachi zilinga kale nkuru.
That's why they are the major colors.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Gadabika wonna.
They appear all over.
E misana bwokwata lula.
Then when you get a lula.
Unuza bote munju boja kuwula ko.
Point it in the sun, you will see the rainbow appear. When you get water and you form it, you will see the rainbow appearing on the form. In the night, when you look clearly at the bars, he is within the lights.
Or
on the moon, you can see the rainbow. or on the sun, he is still there. Now the Holy Spirit is all over.
To fulfill
Psalms 139. Where will I run from your spirit? Praise Jesus. Now we can make it possible to rush from anywhere to make this storm whirlwind, and he appears within the
Azotus
that he can speak with people. Take them in the kingdom of heaven.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
So,
now, this spiritual transport, that is how they happened in the jar of heaven. I don't know they will tell you that they first died. Me, I never died. And they never cried at my home that so and so died 3 days. That is the journey I speak of 7 years of heaven.
And
people say he died and resided there for 7 years. How did it happen? The transports I've spoken of, they are the ones which move within this journey. Praise Jesus.
So
now let's read of this transport of the Urim in brief. The rest will be able to understand it. 1 Samuel 28 from verse 5.
Awo Sawulo bwe yalaba eje ly'Abafirisuuti n'atya omwoyo gwe ne gukankana nnyo. Awo Sawulo bwe yabuuza Mukama, Mukama n'atamwanukula newankubadde mu birooto, newankubadde mu Yulimu, newankubadde mu bannabbi.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Kwagala kwogera ku ntambula eyitibwa Yulimu.
One of the transport called the Urim.
Babiranga bagirinze
nnyo. Used to wait for it eagerly.
Kubanga kabaka yafunirangamo
obubaka
mu bwangu ddala.
Used to get instant messages out of it.
Kugamba amagezi gatonyanga
kutwe. Now wisdom used to knock direct instantly in his
mind. Mu ntambule eyo.
Through this transport.
Ya Urim.
Of the Urim.
Urim yeyo amagezi.
The Urim powers wisdom of God instantly in the mind. And you can even think that
is
you are thought highly of those words. When you don't sit clearly down, you may not hear. Even
to
think so much that God has given you that wisdom, it is very distinctive. And it has been carefully looked at. When it comes in your head, it brings the end of what it's telling you. It never tells you to do this, and you read that never works. Or you knock and you back, it backfires to you. It must explain to you. When it speaks, it shows the results of how things are going to happen come out. The Urim, you can pray for it when you're in a dream, and they give it to you, and you can walk within it. Or you can pray it openly or in a vision. But it begins to work officially in someone's body. Praise Jesus. Some of them, King Solomon asked for them. Let's go and see in 1 Kings. 1 Kings 3.
Basekabaka ekyokubiri esula eyokusatu. Basekabaka ekisooka
esula eyokusatu.
First
Kings chapter 3.
Tutandike n'olunyiriri okufunzafunza ku budde. Katandike olwokutaano.
Masikabaka ekisooka esula ey'okusatu n'olunyiriri olw'okutaano.
First Kings 3:5.
Mukama n'alabikira Sulemaani e Gibeoni mu kirooto ekiro. Katonda n'ayogera nti, saba kye mba nkuwa. Sulemaani n'ayogera nti, omukola bulungi nnyo omuddu wo Dawudi kitange, nga bwe yatambula mu maaso go mu mazima ne mu butuukirivu ne mu bugolokofu bw'omutima wamu naawe. Era wamuterekera ekisa kino ekinene, kubanga omuwadde omwana ow'okutuula ku ntebe ye nga bwe kiri leero
Yesu yeebazibwe
Jesus
eno levo eyekirooto oba
okwolesebwa
okutuuka nga osobola osigala
ng'otegeeraogenza
mu kirooto
and you've gone in a dream
n'oyogera biwa
speak
ebituufu nga bibiri
n'okubeera
oteekeddwa okuba nga omwo omuntu kuba ali wamu naawe
spirit has to be together with you
kubanga mu kusaba kuneeno
because in his praying
si Solomon yasaba
it is not Solomon praying and it's not him speaking
ayogera ayogera ku bantu babiri
the one speaking is speaking of two people
ayogera ku Daudi
he speaks of David
ate nayogera ne Solomon
and he speaks of the son Solomon
omuddu wa Daudi
and he says you serve David you give him a son when you reach there you have one spirit it is made let you understand it just as you would have been on the world and you know that now I'm in a vision or I'm in a dream now they have told me to pray for this you must reach a moment in your heart it is clear clean and what do you pray for indeed there is no walls God I want that person and you beat him that I may buy that land from him. I pray God to this person and you draw them to give me their car.
It must
be when you are going to speak
it's
a level that you understand
properly
in the kingdom of God.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Yes.
And now you can speak with God in the wisdom.
First Kings 3 verse 7 era nno ayi Mukama Katonda wange ofudde omuddu wo kabaka mu kifo kya Dawudi kitange nange ndi mwana muto simanyi kufuluma newankubadde okuyingira era omuddu wo ali wakati mu bantu bo be walonda eggwanga eddene eritayinzika kubalibwa newankubadde okugattibwa obungi kale muwe omuddu wo omutima omutegeevu okusalanga emisango gy'abantu bo njawulenga ebirungi n'ebibi
Yesu yamugamba muwe omutima
omutegeevu
kibaka nti bagenda kuwa omutima
omutegeevu
bagenda kuwa direct communication nga Mukama asobola okuyiwa amagezi direct wonna w'obeera oli
nga
w'ogeetaagira mu mutima gwo mu magezi
gwo
mu muntu w'omunda era oba osobola okuddamu
omuntu
ekigambo eky'amagezi ssaawa yonna
ekikubuuzibwa
kisooke kituukire Matayo
10
tubana babuuzi ni agenda kuba mu kiseera
ekyo
gye munaaba mwogera bakati entambula eno yuri
mbyebeegenda
okuwatemagezi agayiika
gayiikirawo omutwegwo
obo ebintu obikebera mangu noba
kiddeko clearly and you know what is next
erango manya we binangoma
and you know the end results of everything
sikutomera butomezi
not to just look and things backfire back
manya wali aba ina yurimu ya satan
people of the urim of the devil
ugenda kula bichi biyeko
you're going to see what it does
ugenda kujira bako
you're going to see it
atashoka tumalewa
this first finish here
baseka baka ekisoka esule yo kusatu n'olunyiriri lwa mwenda kubanga ani ayinza okusala emisango gy'eggwanga lyo lino ekkulu awo ebigambo ebyo ne bisanyusa Mukama kubanga Sulemaani asabye ekyo
nti kubanga yali asabye amagezi n'okutegeera
n'eteebereza mugosinkanyaatonda
kale tuddekeeko emabegakubakati olabika
ofunyemuebitegerekabyoyinza okuddanaye
ddamuko emabegaemyaka ebiri
ng'osisinkanye
katonda
kikyewandimusabye
amagezi wandimusabye okutegeera nga wali omulinzi omubuuze lwaki
tofumbirwa
You
had waited for him.
To ask him,
why doesn't your car exist in this world?
Lord,
it was a plot of land in this world. Having no house in this world. Me. Having no account with money. According to what you had prepared in your heart. What you would ask him. You look in yourself and thank God for him not having come. But ask him to come now.
kati osobola okumugamba
mukama jangu
naye nkwebaza
olw'obutajja
kyovula abantu batuuka
mukolesoba
tasobola kwogera
byayagala
nzizaayo mukama
akisekugambe
nga
takuzaaaa If you want to ask him to take you back, he cannot. I was with him. I will speak with him. You remember things you had to tell him when you have come back. They have to take away your will. For you will speak darkness in God's counsels. And you bring Job 38. Who is this which darkens my counsel with that knowledge? God is sitting with you. You tell him, Lord, the other girl rejected me. Me, I thought I'd touch her heart that she may love me. And that's what he slept upon with your mind. That's why he takes your will away from you. There are times you sleep and you put an anger to someone, and that one fails to pay me. You can reach the Lord, kill for me the other person. See, you began to pray for them. That Lord, let them die. Let them die. If you had met God live in those seasons, you should pray those prayers. I want you to align yourself and align your mind and understand
God is going to meet you
and you speak of reasons on this world.
Things you speak of here
for his wisdom. And when you reach there, he will not take your will away from you. You remain speaking. Even in the world you remember from this place, I have left these people down there. There is this need down. But according, if you don't front this fast, if you don't front the word of God and understanding, even the others give us and benefit us, then you ask for wisdom and understanding. These are the men what they have reached onto. They grew up to study the sounds of the Father and they hear God speak, explain how things move. And they grew up getting wisdom and the way he will speak with God. But you can take power. You can reach God and you tell him, Lord, give me of the power me to throw people down. And he looks at you, what are you asking
for?
See, you climb the mountain and ask for those things. If God had met you, you would have told him the same things. Lord, we are sick if anointing. Today, as I've met you, give me of the anointing. Me to have four people down. I make miracles. And he looks at you, my son. These are what I've brought you before my presence. Let's proceed on here. First Kings.
Tulimu Sekabaka. Ekisooka essula eyokusatu n'olunyiriri tuli ku lwaku n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi.
First Kings chapter 3 verse 10.
Awo ebigambo ebyo ne bisanyusa Mukama kubanga Sulemaani asabye ekyo. Katonda n'amugamba nti kubanga osabye kino so teweesabidde kuwangaala.
Yasaba byakuwangaala.
Asked long life.
That's
what you pray for most.
Lord,
let me live long, even my children.
He
never asked such.
They
to pray in ignorance.
You pray
to live long doing what? As you're sinning more, or you're corrupting more other people.
Or
even the one who prays
to him,
they don't pray to wisdom. You pray to live long, doing what on this world? You want to turn against the counsels of God. You want to become Hezekiah.
Hezekiah,
the source of God of the world, and God was taking him to heaven, Jerusalem. He told him, Lord, no, me, I'm still enjoying the world. Give me some more years, Lord. And he added him 15 years. Hezekiah, God had prepared him. If you would have asked him, God
only
works, he makes plan A, B for you. If you request for them, they will throw him and
kill.
If he just never ask, they will take him from there. He will enter heaven, Jerusalem. See how he asks for what will cause trouble for him. When he asked 15 years, he ended up in hell.
For he did
evil things and messed up his first works.
You
are prepared to live long, yes. But what are you going to do in those years you're living long? That's why the Bible tells you, Ecclesiastes 6, that a stillborn child, they will get out of the womb an aborted child, or a miscarried child. Whether he used much tablets, that child, that they go in their rest more than a person living long, 1,000 years or 200 years, and they have not worked righteously, that they will not go in the same place with the young one. The other will go to him, and an infant child and born will go to their rest. Now I pray for one thing. If it was possible that I get out of the womb, that I go to heaven, you would have done that. But if you calculate it, in my 50 years, 30 years, I go home, that is enough for me. I don't want to add more things to trouble me. If he said it will be 8 years, that is what I want to go back home. If he said 100, 200, and that's what he said, that's what I put for you to do your works of righteousness, go home. He never hurts me. I will not ask for additions. I pray for what to cause trouble for me. I've not told to ask for 20, for don't even the counsel of God. There are things we say that God, do your will. Yes, someone asked. You see, a person has refused us to ask many years. I've not refused you. Ask them. But I don't know, you're asking to use them for what? I'm not refusing to ask, but me, I left you to go to do his will concerning the years I'm to spend on this world. I asked him, told me, what you know that I've been winding up my works, I'm fulfilled, I'm getting home, let's go. Hezekiah, if he knew the city was going to, of heaven, Jerusalem, he wouldn't have asked other more years to live on earth to cause trouble for him. Why do we pray for that? We think to go to hell all days. People claim, when I go to hell, where do they go? They don't know where they're going. They see life is ended here. That's why they ask like that. First Kings 3 verse 11.
Sote weesabidde bugagga. Sote weesabidde bulamu bw'abalabe bo.
Now we born again of today what they pray. When they meet God, they do speak. He cannot speak with you unless when he takes your will away from you. And he takes you through a dream. And he speaks what you don't understand there. For he's meeting with great dream, but he had reached a level. He did no more think things of the young children. Give me wealth.
Today,
according to prayer, you pray in salvation. You cannot speak with God when he's not taking your will away. He has to take away your will and he tells you what he wants. And you've not asked the question, you just shake your head agreeing. You never ask a question. What they tell is what you agree. You first come back and you ask. I would have asked him. But what is upon your heart feeling, when it tells you what is filled in your heart as it's taking you, for they go with you, what it does is to take your will away.
First
King 3 verse 11.
Naye weesabidde obutegeevu okwawulamu emisango. Laba nkoze ng'ekigambo kyo bwe kiri.
He told him, I tell you what you asked to understand in wisdom. It's the greatest treasure. Here is when we were skipping the Urim. The whole time he needed wisdom, it would just fall upon him. He will see it flowing within him much. In modern times, all these book in Proverbs that within the Urim, the Lord was with me before his word began, the Urim were pouring upon him. And he would
write,
and Jesus places in heaven and defends it. Let me speak through the Urim. Feels wisdom flow with me, dwell with me, before his works of the old, I was put from eternity.
It's
Proverbs 8:22. He's writing down the Urim is powering more wisdom. You will know where his way began far. Wisdom from above the heavens from the beginning. But according to wisdom you want, you want to make a boutique.
Here
in Africa we have a problem. At least you have asked to make a car at least. But you are down there asking, Lord, give me wisdom.
So
I may look for
visa
and get good nations. What wisdom are you asking for like that? Things we have no value at all. It's the wisdom you need, friend. At least begin to ask the wisdom to make computers. At least that has a certain level. And in Africa, the wisdom we ask is very low. It is of making pancakes. Lord, give me wisdom. And I put designs in this my mat. You ask him for wisdom. The things you ask, even your thoughts can even think of them. You shouldn't go to ask that that will give you wisdom on that. That is the one you put in your head. It's enough to design a mat. Ask of the wisdom of which is different. For this King Solomon reached a level and he could speak with the animals and he hears them tell him and he tells them by the Urim can bring words even if someone never speaks to you directly and you hear the words. You hear an animal tell you where you're going, that's where we come from, there's a snake there. Don't go there. You can hear them, for they communicate mostly through the Urim.
Animals.
The animals. They bet through. You can reach a level and everything small you can speak with it. You know Samson? He has ever shared the Urim. Even though he never used it for a long time. He called all the wolves to come and to burn the gardens of the Philistines. And they all came. All the wolves came, 400 of them.
Urim.
It's the type of spirit transport through which a message can pass.
It
just falls upon someone's mind. And just look at someone like this. And you know what they are thinking and what they are planning. You just look at them like this. And the Urim throws everything they are trying to meditate up and think about. Urim the same. What God chooses to fulfill. Hebrews 4:12. Such as the meditation and the thoughts of a person. He uses the Urim.
It
connects with your spirit. Such as the thoughts in your heart. For he says that the spirit of a person, it is the lamp which uses to search the heart of a human being.
First Kings 3:12. Laba nkuwadde omutima omugezigezi era omutegeevu. Obutabangawo akwenkana okusooka gwe so n'oluvannyuma lwo tewali golokoka akwenkana.
N'amugamba.
And he told him.
Mumulembe gwekwentaddewo.
Generation of thoughts.
Ogenda kuvaawo.
You're going to get away.
Mumulembe gwogonda.
And in all your generation. No one will come to be equal like you. And it has never happened again.
The
person to be able to speak with the animals even. But we expect in a little time. This is where we shall study. How I knew how you can speak with the animals and communicate. And to speak with them and they listen to you using the Urim. For they speak through that themselves, the animals. It just looks at each other and they know what they are communicating. You just see them heading the same direction, but they just look at each other and the communication is spread. They just look at each other like that. And the communication is made. They move, make a line to head on. They say that you pass this panya and the other and we meet at the other point. You see dogs scattering. It's
taking here.
You see them, they have another gathering ahead. And the tricks of going where they are marking the roads, they twine in that way. Mark your territories, I mark mine. There's nothing like getting lost. When each one blushes, they have to know. Is anyone who marked here? If they marked, they know that that's the territory of another. They move on. With it, they don't understand. Let's proceed on quickly.
Basekabaka ekisooka essula ya kusatu olunyirwa 13. Era nkuwadde n'ebyo by'otasabye.
Bw'osaba eby'amagezi.
When you ask wise things.
N'okutegeera.
And understanding.
Bakuwa n'ebyotasabye.
They even give what you've not asked for.
Katonda tugenda nkuwadde n'ebirala
byonna. God will say everything else. Have new wealth, life, everything. You child. There's a level you're on. You have a heart like mine.
Obugagga n'ekitiibwa obutabangawo mu bakabaka n'omu akwenkana ennaku zo zonna. Era bw'onootambuliranga mu makubo gange, okukwatanga amateeka gange n'ebiragiro byange, nga kitaawo Dawudi bwe yatambula, awo ndiyongera ku nnaku zo.
N'amugamba.
He told him.
Ennaku zo zirina we zirina okukoma.
Days have to end somewhere.
Naye.
But.
Bw'olisigala
okukuma. If you will remain keeping my commands. I will add on the other
days.
And I will watch over you and you will remain a victor.
Na bw'obadde ogenda kukoma awo
ku nkaaga. See you ending around.
You're
going to end around 60. He says let them reach 120. And I'm going to watch over them to reach back home. I am not going to ask him that I live long. Let him add me himself. He told him one condition to add you years. If you move by my commands, I will add them and you will live long. In what I have given you, continue to do it. But you ask and you don't know what you're going to use those years for. You're asking to live long.
First Kings 3:14. Awo Sulemaani n'azuukuka era laba kyali kirooto. Najja e Yerusaalemi n'ayimirira mu maaso ga ssanduuko y'endagaano ya Mukama, n'awaayo ebiweebwayo ebyokebwa, n'awaayo ebiweebwayo olw'emirembe, n'afumbira abaddu be bonna embaga
naye nga kyali kirooto wabula nga ayogera
tebamuggyeko bwiru yaekikunnyonnyolaemirundi mingi natuuka nga mubirootong'olaba oliyo ne bannobannaye Be very sober, ask everything here. But the others cannot, they are understand.
If
you see, they have no their will there. And you see that on their own things, they are pretending each one is taking their own way. They have no their own will. That if still I would have asked this or that.
First Kings 3:16. Awo ne wajja eri kabaka abakazi babiri.
Mukama ng'agezesa kye yali amaze
okuwa. God was testing what he had given him.
Amuwadde Urim.
He's given him the Urim.
Mutima mugezigezi.
A wise heart.
Genda kuba muwa buli kiseera.
He's going to be pouring wisdom all times in every issue. He told him, let me even test you and you see yourself. See where the two sleep and one kills their son.
First Kings 3:16. Awo ne wajja eri kabaka abakazi babiri abaali abenzi ne bayimirira mu maaso ge. Omukazi omu n'ayogera nti, ayi mukama wange, nze n'omukazi ono tusula mu nnyumba emu, nazaala omwana nga ndi wamu naye mu nnyumba. Awo olwatuuka nga nakamaze ennaku ssatu okuzaala, omukazi ono n'azaala naye.
Listen carefully here. These are prostitutes.
You
pretend to be righteous. Can you speak with them? And you know the source of your righteousness? You say, me king, I've just spoken with God. You prostitutes, what do you want before me? We cannot chase these people if they come when they need wisdom to be saved. Even though we are not accepted to drink, but we can preach the drunkards. Is it not that? It's not like pretending so holy. Righteousness is there, yes. And keep it, work it out. But it shouldn't make you chase. They will need to get out of our righteousness like we who was holy.
Bassekabaka ekisooka essula y'okusatu olunyiriri lwa 10:7. Awo olwatuuka nga naakamaze ennaku ssatu okuzaala, omukazi ono n'azaala naye, era twali wamu, tewaali mugenyi wamu naffe mu nnyumba, wabula ffe ffembi mu nnyumba. Awo omwana w'omukazi ono n'afa ekiro kubanga yamwebakira. N'agolokoka mu ttumbi n'ajja omwana wange mu mbiriizi zange, omuzaana wo nga yeebase. N'amuteeka mu kifuba kye, n'ateeka omwana we afudde mu kifuba kyange. Awo bwe nagolokoka enkya okuyonsa omwana wange, laba ng'afudde.
Ono ali wali ayulimu
What they have spoken, this reason is like this. When you get into the urine, as if you are in a vision where you are seated, you may look through someone as if you keep quiet, and they tell the apostle, I'm telling you, let's move on.
First Kings 3:21. Bwe nakifumitiriza enkya, laba nga si ye mwana wange gwe nazaala. Omukazi omulala n'ayogera nti, nedda, naye omulamu ye mwana wange, n'omufu ye mwana wo. N'oyo n'ayogera nti, nedda, naye omufu ye mwana wo, n'omulamu ye mwana wange. Bwe batyo bwe baayogera mu maaso ga kabaka. Awo kabaka n'ayogera nti, omu ayogere nti, ono omulamu ye mwana wange, n'omufu ye mwana wo. Munne n'ayogera nti, nedda, naye omufu ye mwana wo. n'omulamu ye mwana wange.
They
remain arguing, but he had been told who is the owner of the child.
He
told them, speak the truth. Who owns the child? Who is
living?
Speak the right things. And the other remained arguing. But he was already told the Urim had already poured wisdom and where it will end. When you speak, they give you Urim. You bring an answer which is next thing to another. You ask this, and you say, but even this was like this. Even this one. Yet they have given every step that when you ask this, they will answer this. And they answer you, and you speak back this.
Basekabaka ekisoke sura yokusatu olunyirwa kusatu. Awo kabaka nayogera nti mundeetere ekitala. Ne baleeta ekitala mu maaso ga kabaka.
Naye ngaali akimanyi.
He knew.
Okusaku yuli mbiye
kwa
bali.
It shows when you do this. This is what is next.
Yakimanya ngagenda kubata.
He knew he's not going to cut them.
Wabula yamanya bamugamba.
But he knew that he told him.
Ugambo tema muna nyiri mwana
agenda. When he said to cut the child, the owner will refuse. Leave. You will discover who owns the child.
Basekabaka ekisoke sura yakusatu olunyirwa 25.
Asking 325.
Kabaka nayogera nti musaleemu omwana omulamu, muwe omu ekitundu ne munne ekitundu. Awo nnyina w'omwana omulamu n'alyoka agamba kabaka, kubanga omwoyo gwe gwalumirwa omwana we. N'ayogera nti, ayi mukama wange, muwe ye omwana omulamu, so tomutta n'akamu. Naye omulamu n'ayogera nti, taliba wange ne wankubadde owuwo.
Let them cut the child. Let us all loose.
It's
wicked. And you know, this is a foolish woman. She doesn't understand. If she's not the owner, you see, she has not even compassion on the child. She's not the owner of the child. Urim can give you that instant wisdom.
Verse
3:26.
Mu musalemu. Awo kabaka n'addamu n'ayogera nti, mumuwe ye omwana omulamu, so temumutta n'akamu. Oyo ye nnyina. Isirayiri yenna n'awulira omusango kabaka gw'asaze. Ne batya kabaka, kubanga baalaba ng'amagezi ga Katonda gaali mu ye. Okusalanga emisango.
So the wisdom of God.
God connects
directly within him to tell him what to do. In the same Urim,
you
can pray people and their wisdom is taken away from them. And they speak foolishness. That's why Bible says that he makes princesses mad. Someone is waiting in the court and they bribe them in the court to speak false, and they reach in the court and they rather turn against each other. You give me money to speak falsely, but the Urim is giving them whatever they are going to speak. In the same Urim, God makes princes smart. I may not broaden it beyond this, but I've told you the secrets of concerning those spiritual transports. He comes morning and someone wants to speak is
an president.
Even if the president, if he tramples us in his nation, he wakes up in the morning, will speak what's ununderstandable. We cannot argue with people after knowing all these things.
It needs
us to be fulfilled, and we work together with God.
But you're
going to study this wisdom. The last one. The last about the Urim. You have to study the wisdom coming
from
you.
You
must have these qualities if it is of God. If it's of the devil, this is what happens on it. James
3,
verse 13.
Yakobo esule yokusatu n'olunyirirwa 13.
James 3 verse 13.
Ani alina amagezi n'okutegeera mu mmwe? Alagenga mu mpisa ennungi ebikolwa bye mu magezi amawombeefu.
Amagezi ago
gabeera
n'empisa.
That's good life and character.
Gabeera mawombe.
It is humbled.
Even
as you're speaking, you speak wisdom. You remain not proud. You remain like other people. Yet what you speak is full of much wisdom.
Yakobo, James 3:14.
Naye
bwe muba n'obujja.
The
one of the devil, in it there's bitterness.
You see
someone that speak wisdom, you get hungry. But this was, even though you are many and you have wisdom, you feel joy together with each other.
That's
people got the wisdom of the devil, which is part of the wisdom of the devil.
They tell you
to enter their service to get what they teach, pay this money for that. When they read, they don't give you all. They give you a little. When you get much, you'll understand like him. How will he profit from you?
But when
have you seen hindering you to understand here?
Tulimu Yakobo, esule yoku satu, na ulu njiru wa kumi na nya.
James 3 verse 14.
Naibwe muba na obuja, obukambwe, okuyomba mu mutima gwa mwe.
Njikastrofu na bidro vitibu ama kisi.
If you are get things like wisdom in you,
na inga bitu obukambwe.
But you are full of bitterness.
Damburu onji.
Yakobo, Satu, kuminanya.
James 3:14.
Naibwe muba n'obujja, obukambwe, okuyomba mu mutima gwa mwe.
Okuyomba mu mutima.
And you are quarrel with
me. It is
you who supposed to be speaking, me alone.
But then
I had wisdom, I can put there, but they have refused me. It is not coming from the Lord. For if it comes from the Lord, it is should work no matter what they do. They will rotate and they will get back, and it's the wisdom working. For God has given it to you, and it is what is complete. It has to work. No matter how much obstinate they try, remain seated. They will rotate like that. That's for when people run and left for knowledge. I don't pray. You will rotate the word like that. You will come back. For you will walk, you will never find the wisdom. You will seek elsewhere, you will never find it, you will need it again. I don't waste to argue with anyone. You know it. That even when they move elsewhere, if they will get enough seasons, they will get back. If they will fish on the way, they will die from there.
Tulimu Yakobo, esuli okusatu olinyiru wa kumi na nya.
James 3 verse 14.
Temwenyumirizanga, so temulimbanga. Okuyigiriza amazima.
Okuziyiza
amazima. Amagezi gano, sige gaka okuva waguru.
Ntigali agachira muyuri.
That the one which comes from the urine, it gets from heaven. But the ones with such things, there is the spirit working in children of disobedience, the spirit of the world, the spirit of the devil. It's what puts in the people wisdom like that. But the one of God explains you how it is, which comes from heaven, which passes through the Urim from heaven.
James
3:15.
Amagezi gano sige gaka okuva mu ggulu, naye ga munsi ga buzaalirwana ga Setaani.
It's of the world, it's unspiritual, it's of the devil. It's the one who gives
it.
You even feel the things flowing in your head, but they're to plot yourself. You plot yourself here and there. You may say that I'm a very good person at planning, yet the devil is the one pouring whatever you're doing. You deceive here, you lie here, and this
business,
one is businesses like forever.
You
feel the falling within you every time, flowing.
You are with me
and you see everywhere you are here making it, it is full of deception, lies, pride, evil intentions. But the one from heaven, they tell you how.
James 3:16. Kubanga waba obujja n'okuyomba. Wewaba okutabuka na buli kikolwa ekibi. Naye amagezi agava mu ggulu okusooka malongoofu.
First of all, that wisdom is pure from heaven, for it's within the word of God, which is purified 7 times. According to Psalms 12:6. Praise Jesus. It is pure. Through the word of God, it is purified 7 times. Just as it speaks in Revelations 1:4, that which come from the 7 spirits of God, they are pure. In them there is understanding, there is the counsel, and when it's given many times you speak, I was suggesting, I've been thinking, but it's pure. Come, when you bring it, you may not bring it like the final, but it comes in a suggestion. How do you see if we do this? It is full of power. And if it's handled and implemented, it begins to provide power to people and abilities. You just wonder. You speak a word and people get proper. And another speaks many words and people don't get proper. And you come, God gives you 3-2 words. And you speak them and people get back to line.
Yakobo essula eyokusatu olunyiro 17. Natega mirembe.
It is peaceful.
And when it's brought, every person feels there is a peace around them. That word has given me life. When he spoke it, I felt a burden being lifted off me.
He
has peace. When you put in people, it troubles them. You know where I've gotten it from. It's of the devil.
James 3:17.
Mawombeefu. It is considerate. And what comes within you, and you feel it's calm and humble. It wants to be considered. And for next scriptures where it can come from, you feel it. It doesn't put you in pressure. You have to speak it. You are hindered us to speak. Leave us to speak also. You speak, it is you understand alone. We too understand. You know very well, clearly. It is not God speaking with you. That is not a Urim of God giving you that wisdom. But
you
are in the Urim of the devil.
Yakobo esule yoku satu olinyirwa kumina msambu.
James 3:17.
Maulize.
Gabira maulize.
Submissive.
Ne wanguba denga baku wate chigamu.
Even though they have given you a word,
you
can still await what others speak about it. You don't come on and say, me, I have said we are going to do that for the wisdom I've gotten. It doesn't other to debate about it. Give them by the bringing. The word they give it is stronger. For it's the word of God, is the Bible. They see whatever they add on it, never fit on it. You leave them add on, but they hit on it and they fall. You are just calm. One brother, we are sitting in a place. I told him, you know that I've we are doing something. When the Urim was speaking, tell him that I've risked.
But
he will see it ahead. He eventually saw it. I waited to see where it will end. And the word is, you
may
add on this and add the other. But that word has power and you cannot outdo it. Let me tell you, when you believe God to speak with you, to use you, You must be humble. You are contrite. You are ready to hear from him. To purify you, yourself every time. For yourself and for others. For when you purify ourselves, we benefit others. That's why it's written James 5. That the prayer of a righteous man, it avails much. It benefits much. It has to benefit many. Anytime you keep righteousness, you first profit and others benefit also.
Yakobo esula ya kusatu olinyira 17.
James 3:17.
Mawulize.
Gabira mawulize.
It is submissive.
Era yuri mwe kuwama this.
When Urim gives you wisdom.
Ubose bora nokuliriza
abana ni. Even here as where they reason. Don't say that this is the final what I speak. Even if you know it.
Kama tali yogera kitasemba yo.
God never speak what is the final he has told me. Let them also speak. Let them also reason out. It cannot ever be overcome.
Tuli mu Yakobo essuula eyokusatu n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'omusanvu.
James 3:17.
Agajjudde okusaasira.
Gaba n'okusaasira.
It is full of mercy.
Era bwe gaba bw'oba oyogera
ebigambo ebya Yakobo. When you're speaking words of the Jewish, when they come,
ibaamu okusaasira.
In it there is much say.
Now see what they are.
Yet they are within. This is what can profit them. Now see what
they are.
You are within, trying to pray for people according to the wisdom of your God. Many times they may not understand it, and they put other things not required.
Tuli Yakobo esula eyokusatu n'olunyiriri lwa 17.
James 3:17.
Nebibala ebirungi agatalina kwawula.
Tegawula mu bantu.
It's not impartial. That's agreement.
Tegasosura mu.
It does not segregate people. This has much money. I preach it with them. But this one has not. But all of them, each one in their level. It is welcoming. Everyone in the need of their level, you can tell it to them.
Yakobo 3:17.
James 3:17.
Agatalina bunnanfuusi.
Tegabeera na bunnanfuusi.
It is sincere.
Tegayita iteno
kwegatta. Having other intentions.
Saba Uganda.
Now brethren.
Ebiri bwebityo.
What is like that?
Ebikwata gani entambula
zo. Sunday spiritual transports.
Kama akuwenye omukisa.
May God bless you.
Nga onyweze.
As you strengthen.
Byowulidde.
What you've heard.
Ebikwata obitambulire.
Hold move with them.
Onaraba.
As you see.
Omwoyo omutukuvu.
Of the Holy Spirit. Working with you. In the spiritual transports.
Kama akuwa omukisa.
May God bless you.
Webali kuja.
Thank you for coming. Let us have three questions.
Ekibuzo kyange kiri mu ndagaano enkadde.
My question is in the Old Testament.
Tulaba nga Musa bamugamba bwe yali akola ebirina okubeera mu kamafu yamugamba okukola bwe yalagibwa ku lusozi mwalimu amayinja okusinziira ku bwoba osoma Bayibuli baba bakulaga nti erimu baliyita nga Urim edan bayita oba Thunim bwekityo nga balina engeri gye baali bagakozesa Mukama n'abaanukula. Ate nsaba kuntangazaamu bwekyo.
Ono ekyo kye nasoose okunnyonnyola.
That's what I first explained.
Bw'oba osoma olubereberye
Genesis 1, verse 1 and 2.
Omwoyo Omutukuvu yamaamira ku mazzi
amangi. The Holy Spirit remaining waters.
Era.
And.
Mu mayinja gonna agasinga.
Most of the rocks.
Wasigalamu amaanyi.
There remained the powers.
Ag'omwoyo Omutukuvu.
Of the Holy Spirit.
Amaanyi ago.
Those powers.
Goteeka mu simu yo.
The ones you put in your phone.
Nga gayita mu mayinja agenja
different rocks
okusobola okubaamu
to be able
ejjinja eri omwoyo w'amagezi
to have the word of the spirit of wisdom
erimu amaanyi ago
which has those powers
agakwata eddoboozi
which capture the voice
simanyi oba ontegedde
bulungi
kati omwoyo w'okutegeera
the spirit of understanding
nayo ejjinja eryo baliteekamu era mu
simu libeeramu is put within your phone
erikwasaganya nokano wali
katono which connects a little here a little there
oyogera n'osirikamu
you speak and you pause another also speak and you the communication moves on
era mulimu
and there is ejjinja
eryo omwoyo w'okutegeera
the stone of the spirit of counsel
where minzani bilona bisira
the measurement seasons and times
sawa selection singa bichi
the selections of the phones
no moyo amanyi mu mayinja
the spirit of power in the same stones
asobola okukwatagana n'omwoyo
onaliwa bweru with the spirit outside
kufurumia dobozi lino
musimu yo lidduke lyekwataga ino omwoyo ali wano mugulemu mpewo akasuka ku jjinja eri musimu eriyotwalako mulimu n'owokumanya akola selection enjagala linnya ki ebyeŋŋenda okukubira aniki byenjagala osangula bwe tutuuka kukusangulaomwoyo w'ebiragiro omwoyo okutya omwoyo mutukuvu yamambira ku mazzi amaaniwabula amaanyi agasinga gasigala mu mayinja tekinologi tebalina gye bamujja walala wabula ava ku mwoyo omutukuvu mwennyinikyovola omwoyo omutukuvu yasigala akola mu vertical kwe kugamba mu kutya mukama okumanya mwe kusookera asobola okukola mu horizonto bwati mu kutya mukama amagezi mwe gasookera n'essimu bwe batebazikola kompyuta zonna bwe batebazikola asobola okukola mu cross-section n'agamba amagezi n'amaanyi biri nange era ekyo nakyo kiri mu ssimu zammwekiri mu kompyuta zonna so ky'obuuzza ku kyamayinja mubeeramu amaanyi ag'omwoyo omutukuvu kati twagagattagatta ne tugakolamu engeri y'essimu tuli bimanya mu kutondebwa bingi ebyokutegeera yita mu bwangu obudde tulina
abooluganda yesu ebazibwe kyembuuza ki kino nti waliwo kafirimu kenalaba nti waliwo kafirimu
kenalabanti
baalinga bakayitanga X-Men nti nga ayogerera mbwongo bwe
tayasamyakam
n'ayogerera muntu omulala tugeze n'ayogerera muntu oli ali eri napikinga message
and he speaks to other person in the other extreme to get the message and he has it and he comes
kyembuuza nti yemu ku ntambula ezo kye baali bazanya kye baakola
is it the same transport they were praying
find out x ba X-Men baani abo
who are the X-Men
just find out x
you just find out x
olikuba fallen angel
you are on fallen angels you're speaking of them
ekyo tetugenda kiremera ku find out
x going to hold on you just find out the x
twagala omulala abuuze yo
another last question
kama yebazibwe
praise Jesus
mutume njagala kubuuza waliwo ebiri njagala kubuuza ebintu bibiri
I want to ask two things
waliwo ekiseera we nali nga mbeera oluusi nga neebase
naye
nga nyinza okuloota ekirooto
nga
nina abantu be ŋŋenda okulabula naye nendoota oluusi nga nziruka okuva nga ku booda ye
kenya
paka nga wano naye nga nziruka nnyo naye bwe natuuka mu kifo wali we nali ŋŋenda okulabula abantu nga bakutta amasowaani bagenda kulya
mmere
nembagamba musooke muteeke wansi essowaani mbabuulire ki ekijja
ki
ekiriwo naye nga waliwo ejjengo nga lijja naye ng'ejjengo liri bwe
likuba
lyera bwe liti ne libeera nga teriira kintu kyonna
kiriresewo
emiti ensozi buli kintu kyonna nga kigenda naye abantu bano bwe nabatuukako ne mbagamba bo baasigala mu layini nga bakola ki nga basimba layini bagenda kulya kati tuba tuli awo ejjengo liri ne lijja ne likuba ne lyera nensigala nga nyimiridde
wonzeka
nga nyimiridde ku jjinja naye nga siina we neekutte nga nsigadde ku jjinja awo naye nagenda okutula nga siina gwe
ndabaita
mu bufunzi omuze
ekibuuzo
kati nembuuza
eyo
ebeera ntambula ki
yesu yebazibwe baali bagezaako okutraininga embuyaga eno azotanga eyita mu
mbuyaga
basooka bikutraininga mu nsi yomwe lwakuba tetwabitegeeranga
twabirekanga era
byali tebisobola kujja ne bikola
mubiri
ekyokulala baali bakulaze nti okukola kwayo
balina
okunywerera ku lwazi
ye
mukama waffe
yesu
ekigambo kya katonda
ekyokubiri ngenda kubuuza ekyokubiri nti nsobola okuloota nga waliwo omuntu nga annyonnyola naye ng'oluusi tayogera naye nga nze nsobola okumanya kyakola ki kyannyonnyola naye ate nga nange sikola ki soogera naye ng'ebigambo biva mu ye ne bijja bitonye eno mu nze neetegeera
kyabaddeyo
Baba jiku training
you how it works.
Wakwafe twabimanya abantu ba mukama.
God's people.
Bazikira lwakubula kumanya.
They destroy for lack of knowledge.
Abantu okolisiba bwekubula.
Abantu bagenda bakola ki? People are destroyed.
Bazikirira. Tetwabimanyanga.
We never knew them.
Tebyatugasa.
They never benefited us.
Naye kasita bitegeerekese.
But as long as we've known
mukama
them.
Mukama akuwa
May God bless you.
Katusinkane kuonako uli.
Let's meet in the other day. And we're going to get up heaven.